Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. This is Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio, news-related subjects in light of the Bible. And now, here's your commentator, Ray Brubaker.
Greetings, friends. This is Ray Brubaker. Today, many are asking, do we face another Pearl Harbor? Our greatest peril is the fear of an attack such as was launched at Pearl Harbor. This time, however, we fear the target of attack to be not some distant, far-off target in the Pacific, but a closer target, closer to your home and mine, New York City. From the Bible, my friends, we are led to believe New York City to be a likely target for such an attack. For the prophet Jeremiah warns of the day when the Jews will return to the land of their fathers, to Israel. That day, says Jeremiah, is even the time of Jacob's trouble. In other words, for all who call themselves Jews. Alas, for that day is great, says Jeremiah. There is none like it. There are more Jews today living in New York City than in all of Israel. The Bible makes it plain that the rejection of Jesus Christ as Messiah has brought on the massacres, the tribulations, the hardships that have come upon the Jews. When Israel returns to the Lord, as prophesied in the Bible, when Jews recognize Jesus verily has fulfilled all the prophecies related to the coming Messiah, then will end their miseries, and Christ will come again to his people, and this time they shall receive him. The prophet Zechariah gives us a description of what will happen in that day. First, as concerns the land of Israel. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. In other words, the land of Israel is yet to be invaded, wherein only one third of the land will be left and inhabited. Now concerning the third part, the remaining land that is left, we read, I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. The massacre of Jews in Israel, my friends, will be so severe, the foes of Israel will be so determined to drive them from off their land, that we read, Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations. You see, Israel in her desperation will call upon the Lord. And the Lord who keeps his eye on Israel, for we read he neither slumbers nor sleep, will suddenly come to his people. And when he comes, they will recognize him as the very Messiah they rejected nearly 2,000 years ago. For here is how the prophet Zechariah relates it. Now remember, this prophecy was given even 500 years before our Lord was even born. But it relates itself centuries later to the day when he shall return. And one shall say unto him, What are these wounds in thine hand? Then he shall answer, Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Then saith the Lord, I will pour upon the house of David, and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication, and they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced. Oh, did you hear it, my friends? In that day every Jew that sees our blessed Lord will recognize the pierced side, the hands, and the feet, and will be convinced that he was the very Messiah that they rejected. And they will verily know that their dispersion, their tribulation, their sorrow, all has resulted from their rejecting Jesus as Messiah. No, my friends, there's a message here likewise for us who are Gentiles. Today we're guilty of forgetting God. Today we too have turned from serving the Lord Jesus Christ to gods of pleasure and lust and appetite. And on the basis of this word of God which we believe and preach, we believe America faces imminent danger from destruction at the hands of godless nations. In this atomic age when our nation knows atomic bombs verily hang over our heads, when intercontinental ballistic missiles are aimed at our cities, we know we should repent and turn to Christ with all of our hearts. But instead it's quite obvious that we turn to our television sets to watch clowning comedians instead of turning to the Lord. And on the Lord's day many turn to the bypaths of pleasure which head toward a distant seashore or a mountain retreat. Instead of turning to the paths of righteousness, which would take us to a nearby Bible-believing, Bible-exalting church, instead of preparing for the inevitable, for death at the hands of a ruthless, godless enemy, we gather our friends together and laughingly, sneeringly cry, "Let's eat and drink and be merry, for tomorrow we die." Today someone says, "How do you know America will suffer destruction?" We would sincerely ask, how do we know we will not suffer the same fate as nearly half the world that's today slaves of communism? Khrushchev boasted while in a drunken stupor, speaking of Americans, saying, "We will bury you." And how do we know we won't be destroyed, which is the aim, the ultimate objective of communism? Communism, which turned churches inside Russia into amusement centers, liquidated thousands of its clergy, sent other thousands to Siberia, shot and murdered upwards to 20 million in China, and boasts one day it will destroy upwards to 50 million of us. Don't you think it's time we wake up? That we become alerted to the dangers with which we are confronted? Don't you think it's time we repent from our sins which will bring on this destruction? Don't you think it's time we repent and turn to Jesus Christ with all of our hearts? Oh, God has been good to America. In two major world wars, we have been spared the bombardment of our cities. God has prospered America and used this nation to send missionaries to far-flung fields to the inhabitants of the seven seas. But today we're failing in getting the job done. While communism is spreading its godless philosophy into all parts of the world, Christianity is proving impotent to the challenge. Lenin boasted, "We are going to change the world and do it in one lifetime." Beginning with a few supporters back in the year 1903, communism today boasts of having captured 1 billion of the earth's inhabitants. Not only have we failed to preach the gospel to every creature as the Lord has commanded us, but we have taken the Lord's money that should have gone to that purpose, to build tall, stately churches with plush carpets and foam rubber seating, with air-conditioned comfort and automatic heating, with the result that we have an easy-going, do-nothing, lukewarm kind of religion, neither cold nor hot, that at the coming of our blessed Lord we'll find all such minded, we read, spewed out into the awful awaiting tribulation. Thus, my friends, not only do we see in the Word of God where Israel has suffered and will yet suffer for their rejection of Christ, but we also see where Gentile nations, and particularly those nations where the Jews have been driven, these will also suffer during the coming days of tribulation. For notice, if you will, what Jeremiah says. After reminding Israel and the Jews of the time of trouble still ahead for them, we read, "For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee," meaning Israel, "though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee." Did you hear it? Though all nations to which Jews have been dispersed are destroyed, says the Lord, yet not all of Israel will be destroyed. America has been kind to the Jews and to people of all races. May it always be so. Nevertheless, because of our sin, because of our criminal record that finds us the crime capital of the world, because we drink constantly and incessantly at the bar of pleasure and spend money for that which is not bread, we shall have to pay for our sin with our own blood unless God in mercy brings us to repentance. As we said earlier, New York City, where today there are more Jews than in Israel, where today sits the United Nations, which might verily represent the political Babylon of Revelation that is in for destruction. New York City may one day soon become America's Pearl Harbor. No, this is not a prediction, but it might very well be. And unless all of us in America and in the world repent from sin and turn in wholehearted allegiance to Jesus Christ, crying out for mercy, we may all of us be found one day in the holocaust of an atomic explosion. For Jesus reminds us, the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Oh, I can't get away from that scripture, neighbor. And from the Word of God, the evidence is overwhelmingly great, purporting to show that sudden destruction, as birth pangs coming upon a woman with child, will befall the world at the coming of our blessed Lord. Likewise, the evidence is overwhelming in support of the fact that the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ need not witness that day referred to as the tribulation. For God has not appointed us to see wrath, but rapture. We're not to anticipate destruction, but departure. We are told not to look at falling governments and continuing crises, but to look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. We aren't to think of the horrible aspects of earth's destruction, but to set our affection on our blessed Lord, soon to come from heaven. We're told not to be fearful and frightened, but to comfort one another with these words. That is, today, if you're a genuine born-again believer living for the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you're not a Christian, or if you haven't turned from all known sin to live for Christ, we verily believe the day of the Lord's return is close at hand. It is imminent, neighbor. Now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. And we would warn in the words of our Lord himself, "Be ye therefore ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." God bless this message to our hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Now on to our next broadcast. The Lord bless each and every one of you. And should he come, we'll meet you in the air.
When the morning sun comes riding down, his eyes are blazed with many crowns. Will you be ready to go? When the trumpet blows from the eastern sky and the gates of heaven open wide, will you be ready?
Thank you for listening to Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. For a free audio of this message, visit raybrubaker.com on the Internet. May God richly bless you is our prayer.